Chad Kruger is the director of the WSU Center for Sustainable Agriculture and Natural Resources. He was a co-author of the agriculture chapter of the Northwest Climate Assessment, a summary of which was used to put together the national assessment. Most of that research focused on central and eastern Washington. Kruger says while the national summary indicated climate change would cause a decrease in agricultural yields in the next 50 years, there were some different results found for eastern Washington.
We're far enough north that a little bit of warming actually helps. And so, you know, some of our projections basically say out to about mid-century, the amount of warming that's projected is largely going to be a benefit to crop yield in our region.
Kruger adds that the increase in CO2 in the environment will be beneficial as well as compared to regions where corn is the main crop.
Whereas in the Pacific Northwest, our dominant crops are wheat, tree fruit, forages, potatoes, these kinds of crops, which do get that benefit. And so when you combine the fact that a little bit of warming is okay, and then we get almost a fertilizer effect from elevated CO2, we actually look pretty good in the Pacific Northwest, at least out to mid-century.
Kruger says there are a couple of caveats. In areas that are dependent on irrigation water, like much of eastern Washington, the warmer temperatures will likely affect mountain snowpack, and for places with problems getting water later in the year, that is likely to be a factor. He says the other issue is that researchers have only scratched the surface of what climate change might mean in terms of weeds and insect pests. Kruger says it's likely past the mid-century point the positive effects of climate change will be canceled out for our region when it comes to crop yields. He also says newly developed strains of crops may have a better time dealing with the changing climate 60 years down the road. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.